So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
There's a very interesting thing taking place next Saturday in this town. It's kind of an independent bookstore crawl. It doesn't mean you drink at all these places like a bar crawl. It means you buy books. You buy books. It's a real treat for me to have Ellen Henson on the air. Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Rick.
You recently bought, a couple of years ago, you bought one of my favorite bookstores, Sandmeyer's in the middle of Printer's Row, which I've been going to forever. It's a great bookstore. Who were you then, and why did you buy a bookstore?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a crazy story. I've always wanted to buy a bookstore, but I spent most of my career working in professional services, and then I retired in 2020, and I was so bored in retirement, and then my neighbor, Ellen Sandmeyer, who had owned the bookstore since 1982, put the bookstore on the market. And so I came out of retirement and bought the bookstore and been happy ever since.
Did you know what you were getting into, Ellen? Did you know what you were getting into? Did you make calls to? And I am a huge, devoted, ardent fan and lover of independent bookstores and books in general, but mostly independent bookstores because you purvey them. Did you know what you were getting into?
You know, I was fairly confident about the business side of the bookstore just because I had so much previous business experience. I think what I didn't know was how many new books come out every year.
It's stunning, isn't it? Yeah.
The buying process is just completely overwhelming. So the customer service, the neighborhood, the business of operating a bookstore has been great. The buying of new books is really overwhelming.
Do you find, as an independent, we have heard over the last couple of decades that independent bookstores are going the way of, horseshoe places. I find that's changed. I do not find the death knell as dire as it was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Do you agree with that, or am I nuts?
No, I do agree with you on that. And I know Ellen Sandmeyer, the previous owner, would say that during COVID, the neighborhood really came together to support the local bookstore. And I know just now for the bookstore crawl, there's 55 bookstores participating in the Chicagoland area that are all independent bookstores. And so I feel like Chicago in particular is very supportive of their local bookstores. And we've even noticed an uptick within the last few months that we attribute to people wanting to support local businesses as opposed to the larger corporations.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, since you bought the store, you've had firsthand experience with that. There's something quite special about being able to walk into a store and say, "Hi, Ellen. What do you have in romance? What do you have in because you know?"
Right. Yeah. That's the real value of going into an independent bookstore. Is not only do we know kind of what the newest bestseller is, but we also can listen to what you've enjoyed reading before and come up with good suggestions for
you. Yeah.
And we can provide community for you to meet other people who are also readers. Like most independent bookstores, we have a book club, and 35 members of the community get together every month and talk about the book that we read and share with each other other things that they've been reading. So it provides a much better resource than buying something online or from a big box store.
Is this your first bookstore crawl? Or did you do it last year?
No, this is actually my third, because I started just a couple weeks before my first one.
When you said, "Wow, look how crowded the store is. All these people coming in." I can't stop the people coming in. That must have been good. But I think that, you know, when you look at the map, you know, there, across the United States, there's something like 1,600 independent bookstores being part of this, and that means there are many, many more out there too. Do you feel in any kind of palpable way a part of the community? Do you talk to other independent bookstore owners and share ideas and share other fears.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very close-knit community. And I would say in Chicago, so putting on this bookstore crawl, we do it together as a group. So there's no overarching organization that says we're going to produce a bookstore crawl. So there's bookstores who are producing all the passports that get stamped in every store. Different bookstores that are working on artwork for the event. So we all work together to put the bookstore crawl together and become friends and count on each other for advice and other things. And then nationally, I belong to several groups where, whether it's a Facebook group or a class that I'm taking with other independent bookstore owners, we share tips and talk and help each other out.
Yeah, it's a wonderful community. I'm trying to think of any independent bookstore owner that I've not liked. Of the dozens, if not hundreds, I like them all. None of you are in the business to get rich, I'll tell you that right now. And so maybe Stuart Brent. Maybe Stuart had some notion of becoming a millionaire, but I'm not sure. But I so admire what you do. What's the last good book you've read?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. I would say maybe Abundance by Ezra Klein, which is a great and very timely book right now. I also really am just a huge fan of Amor Towles, so I just read Table for Two, which was his short story collection that he put out last year, and just love his writing. Excellent writing.
Well, congratulations on owning a fabulous... What's the address? South Dearborn. What's the address?
It's 174 South Dearborn, right in the heart of Printer's Row.
And you must adore, or maybe it's even too busy for you, must adore Printer's Row Lit Fest, yes?
Yes, and actually I help by supporting all the authors who are speaking there. So I'm the bookseller, along with other independent bookstores, who make sure their books are there and available to be sold.
Fantastic.
And
working closely with Amy Danzer, I suppose, on that whole thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. A delightful person and a great writer. It's a pleasure to meet you, even on the phone, Ellen, and I'll drop in and see you, and I'll call you. I want to find out how this crawl goes, so I'll call you in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay,
thank you so much for arranging this. My pleasure, my absolute pleasure. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too. That's nice. I'm going to have a story about this in Tuesday's paper, because I'm fascinated with this across something like 60 stores, and you go to them and you get your little passport stamped. You don't have to buy anything. Although it would be hard to walk in a bookstore and not buy anything.